Welcome to a new episode of Howling with Second Grade. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
I'm Miss Torsak.
And I'm Miss Lopez.
This week's inspirational quote is, "A hero is an ordinary individual who finds the strength to persevere and endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles," by Christopher Reeve.
When you say hero, the mind automatically thinks of someone big, someone who has done something great. But a hero isn't just someone famous or wealthy. It wouldn't be someone who just lucked across a fortune or a chance to become significant. A hero is someone who works hard to reach their goals every day, despite the failures, struggles, and obstacles they encounter along the way.
This quote is very timely and a much-needed reminder. I think many of us can agree that we are facing many challenges during this time. Things are not easy, and they are not normal. Stress is at an all-time high. However, we must push through and look for the positives. We know distance learning takes extra effort on all of us, but keep persevering and make the best of what we can. Thank you for being a hero.
I was once told that the most successful people are not those that are the smartest. It is those that have the most perseverance and grit. Grit is having passion and sticking to what you want to accomplish. When we encounter setbacks, it is essential to keep going no matter how hard it is. Ask yourself the tough questions: what can I learn from the situation, and what can I learn about myself?
This week's learning targets are, for writing, we will be encouraging our students to go and seek out positive feedback or any feedback for their writing.
In phonics, we are reading words with the long E and decoding long vowels. In writing, we are learning how to identify the author's purpose.
In math, we will be taking a test on Tuesday. We will be reviewing how to add and subtract 2- and 3-digit numbers. Take time to check in with your child and have him or her show you all the steps to solve these problems that we've been working on. For the rest of the week, we will continue deepening our knowledge and composing tens and hundreds to help us add.
In science, we will be telling the way living things are different from each other.
Some reminders for this week are: Literature Day book reports and decorated pumpkins are due this Friday, October 30th. Be on the lookout for directions from your teacher on how best to turn in your projects.
Red Ribbon Week will be this upcoming week, October 26th through the 30th. Red Ribbon Week celebrates healthy and positive choices and helps build a stronger school community. Students will be encouraged to celebrate by wearing different items each day of the week. On Monday, students can wear a jersey or shirt for their favorite sports team. On Tuesday, they can wear as much red as they can, or as they have. On Wednesday, there will be an all-school assembly with a magician. On Thursday, it's Crazy Hair Day. And on Friday, it is our Literature Day. Students will wear their Literature Day costumes.
This week's teacher tip is about encouraging our students to stay focused as best as possible while learning. We understand that there are many distractions each day. It happens in the classroom, and it definitely happens while learning from home. Being distracted and wanting to fidget is very natural. We all fidget. It's normal and could be displayed in numerous ways, such as tapping on desks, bouncing legs, and spinning in chairs. It happens, and we just have to learn the best way to manage our fidgets so they can become the least disruptive to us. In the classroom, we have fidget toys to help release extra energy and help focus our minds on what they are supposed to be focusing on. It is a great option as a tool to manipulate while doing schoolwork. There are many options to choose from. It could be a squishy ball, a spinner, a colored bubble toy. You can look up ideas online and see some options that don't cost a lot of money, or you could get creative and make your own. If you already have some at home, great. Please encourage your student to put it to use, and let's work together to help create the best learning environments possible right now. Thank you once again for your continued partnership with us throughout distance learning.
Each week, we give a keyword in our podcast to encourage people to listen. Please make sure to write it down and give it to your child. Your child will have a chance to win a prize in his or her class. The keyword for this week is pumpkin. Some important events taking place this week are: on Thursday, October 29th, there will be a special board meeting. The board will be discussing options and plans to reopen the school. Please join us to hear more about the options that are presented.
This next Friday, October 30th, will be our Literature Day car parade here at school. It will be held from 1 to 2 p.m. Costumes are suggested but not required. Teachers will be outside and ready to say hello and pass out goodie bags. We hope everyone is able to make it out, drive by, and say hello. We are so excited to see you all.
Our next resource pickup date is Thursday, November 5th from 8:30 to 4 with a lunch break from 12 to 1:30. It is so important that you make the time to pick up these materials for your child so they have everything needed for class.
That's it for this week. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Lopez.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
And I'm Miss Torsak.
Second grade squad signing off.
Oh!